ADP Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. It's been a great day to stay inside on the couch watching football. But because of the winter storm in Buffalo, the Bills-Steelers game was postponed until tomorrow, where the weather will still be bad, but doable. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
It's mainly off of Lake Erie, which impacts the Buffalo area, and then Lake Ontario, which brings the snow up to the upstate New York. So we're looking at that lake effect snow kind of continuing today. It's going to continue into the middle of the week, but with varying intensities.
But while most of us are extra bundled up and shivering, it is official. 2023 was by far the hottest year ever. Correspondent Natalie Dudridge.
The average global temperature was 14.98 degrees Celsius, almost 0.2 of a degree hotter than the previous record. Global warming has now risen 1.48 degrees since pre-industrial times. Scientists believe the 1.5 degree threshold agreed to in the Paris Agreement could be crossed this year.
Climate protesters were out in Iowa, where Republican presidential hopefuls are doing their last-minute campaigning before tomorrow's caucuses. Frontrunner, former President Trump, wasn't a fan of being interrupted.
So young and immature. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Another candidate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, was on CNN and responded to the drowning of three migrants trying to cross the border Friday night. The Department of Homeland Security says Texas authorities wouldn't allow federal agents to save them.
Obviously, it's an unfortunate thing, but I think what Texas is trying to do is set a standard so that people know that they're going to be turned away rather than let in.
The war between Israel and Hamas has been going on for 100 days now. This woman lives in Gaza, describes the dire situation.
Gaza has been destroyed. There is no Gaza left. No hospitals, no education. Our children have lost their school year.
In Copenhagen, thousands watched as the prime minister proclaimed Frederick X as king. BBC reporter Daniela Ralph is at the royal palace.
We saw the king wiping away a tear as he first came out on that balcony for the proclamation and saw the number of people, the response to him.
After several months' delay because of the Hollywood strikes, the show must go on. Talking about the 2023 Primetime Emmy Awards in 2024, it goes down tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Your host is Anthony Anderson. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Public health experts say the spread of misinformation on social media is leading to a dangerous drop in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Mike Moan reports.
Surveys show the percentage of Americans who believe vaccines are unsafe has nearly doubled since 2021, as social media users falsely claim approved vaccines cause autism, cancer, and infertility. Dr. Monica Wang says these falsehoods spread faster than the truth with damaging results.
This health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
Wang says social media algorithms are keeping users in so-called information silos, left to discern what is true. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says vaccination rates for Wisconsin school children slightly rebounded last year, but remain well below pre-pandemic levels. Studies show misinformation regarding the COVID-19 vaccine has cost the U.S. up to $300 million a day in healthcare and economic losses since 2021. It's also contributed to an estimated 300,000 preventable deaths of unvaccinated individuals. With COVID-19 cases still circulating, Wang says scientists can also use social media to create health content and regain the public's trust.
We as researchers can do a better job about communicating our science, and that means we start communicating our results and our processes in language that's easy and accessible for everyday people to understand.
Wang says social media users should look for health information from established medical institutions and avoid content making sensational medical claims. And she says, when in doubt, don't share information that lacks scientific credentials. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Wind chill advisories continue. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 8 below and wind chills at 20 to 25 below. Highs around zero for Monday with wind chills still 25 below zero. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy and cold with a high of 4 above. Currently, 1 above.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, a special edition. Crute does Des Moines. Des Moines, Iowa. I am here in Des Moines, and it is the Devil's Advocates for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Thanks to our fine sponsor, Chance Design Build. Dom, I'm kicking it off here at Drake University. I'm in the hizzy. I am in
good
the...
Good to see you.
Good to,
good
see,
to see you, Mike. Sounding good, man. I know you've been working hard making the trek down to Des Moines. Thank you for doing so. Nate, of course, on the board. Thank you, Nate, our fair audience. Thanks for joining us. Big day, Crute on the road doing the political party thing, man. How's it going down there?
So far, so good. I am in the very last row of the second floor file.
Why does it always happens to us, man?
Why are they putting baby in the back quarter here? I am unclear. Well, we did request, and I did pay a little extra to, for the direct internet Ethernet, so hopefully we have good connection. From Drake University. I'm at the Olmsted Center here. You'd like it, Dom. They got a Starbucks right in the lobby.
Oh, nice.
I tried their breakfast all day sandwich. That's what's fueling this fine broadcast today.
Yeah.
But I made it up to the second floor. I'm moving on up to the second floor. And why that is pertinent is because green means go, baby. I have finally, after three elective cycles, been credentialed for the spin room at a Drake University presidential debate in Des Moines. And the problem is, I really don't want to go. It's Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley.
Come on, man. You've been complaining about this for years. And now it finally happens, and you don't even want to stick your head in the door?
Well, I did stick my head in the door. I've been in there. You know, first I just kind of moseyed in there just to say I was there. I took a little selfie, took a picture of the room. It is quite small. I would guess maybe a 40 yard by 40 yard, maybe, I don't know, 3,000 square feet, 4,000 square feet. Not a very big ballroom, if you will. And it, of course, is dominated by the networks in there. And then I'm in the second floor file room, which means I'm right across the hall. And apparently, because I did verify, green means go. I have permission. And across the hall, across that magical force field that is the entryway into the spin room. And should I choose, I can go in a little bit later
tonight.
Hey,
is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
It's Iowa, Dom.
Was it heaven getting there, Rudy?
I've made it to political heaven. God, no. It was nearly calamitous, man. I had no idea what I was getting myself into as far as the drive this morning, because I woke up and the plow had already gone through by my house last night. So I was out there trying to risk a heart attack at about 10 o'clock last night. I wanted to make sure I was a good citizen because we are the ones in the neighborhood with the crosswalk. You know, someone's in a wheelchair or something, you got to have the crosswalk cleared.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was out there last night doing it. Cleared out the plow, went all the way out in the street, did my, at least most of my driveway. I got two teenagers at home. I figured, you know, guy might come back by.
Yeah.
And did the sidewalks and stuff, and I came out this morning, and I'm like, oh, thank God. I don't have to shovel to get out of the driveway, because you know once it sets down, once it deep freezes, that plow of snow at the end of the driveway, that is a bitch. And, of course, I did mention I got the little additional area I got to clear out each and every day. So, anyways, did my part, being a good neighbor, doing my civic duty, if you will, Dom. And then I got in the car and Wisconsin roads, excellent. Rode the interstate, riding out to, you know, past Dodgeville. Very impressed with the 92.7 FM signal today, our originating signal, WMDX. Carried me all the way out towards, like, well, I'll pass Mount Horeb for a good ways anyways. And, Dom, then I crossed into Dubuque, and that was fine. And I got on 151 South, headed towards Cedar Rapids. And immediately, the quality of the highway deteriorated significantly. I mean, I'm on a four-lane highway, and they haven't cleared the snow. Ooh. There are snow ruts. And you know, I got on the highway doing 70 miles per hour. And now suddenly I'm slowing down substantially because this is not a safe speed. And, you know, it'd be like you're going, and then all of a sudden there would just be 6 inches of snow ruts in the road.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was a little scary, man. I was talking to our buddy in broadcast, Pat Kreitlow, and I'm like, oh, my God, man, I got to let you go. Because I was, like, fearing for my life.
The field, man, keep it between the lines. Thank you to all our socialist snowplow drivers here in the state of Wisconsin.
Dom, here's how bad it was. I saw a snowplow in the ditch in Iowa driving down today.
Wow.
Snowplow, not plow in the ditch, stuck in the ditch, not getting out of the ditch. I saw something approaching probably 50 or more semis. And I mean, when the truck drivers can't keep it between the lines, man, you know it is brutal. So I checked the snow totals. Cedar Rapids, 15 inches of snow last night.
Oh.
And there's still like 6 inches on the interstate.
That's crazy, man.
So it was a little more treacherous getting my ass down here than I thought it was going to be, Dom. And I'd like to point out the presidential debate, the Republican presidential primary debate, because it's not even a real one. It's like a primary debate. They've already started the countdown here. I've got CNN in the room. 3 hours, 47 minutes, 18 seconds till DeSantis v. Haley, mano a mano. And I was a little nervous because, you know, every CNN debate so far, I asked the question, where's Wolf Blitzer? We bumped into Wolf Blitzer the first time. Remember in the win in Vegas and Wolf went through. And they wouldn't let us through? I even bought Wolf's coffee that one time. Well, I just saw Wolf Blitzer, Dom, and there's breaking news, and it's of the political electoral sort. Your guy's dropping out.
I can't believe it. Chris Christie set to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Come on, man. Just a couple of weeks ago, I swear he said he was taking it all the way to Milwaukee. No, not true. NBC reporting Christie plans to suspend his long shot presidential campaign Wednesday in a 5 p.m. announcement, according to sources.
Well, it's after 5 p.m. Eastern time already, Dom. He is apparently, and the room is up in Windham, New Hampshire. CNN's attention is not here in Des Moines, Iowa, Dom. It's on Chris Christie and the soon-to-be former presidential candidate. You know, I wonder what he'll do. Go back to working for CNN?
Perhaps. Well, he's not in Iowa today. Right now, what, he's in New Hampshire? He's going to make the announcement in New Hampshire.
He did not make the debate stage here in Iowa. And if you're not on the stage for the presidential debate less than a week before the Iowa caucuses go out, you really have no pathway. You know what I mean? If you can't even make the criterion for a CNN debate, you're not going to make it. And you know what's very, very interesting? And I've been listening to ads from Iowa, driving right-wing talk radio, Christian talk radio, all across the state of Wisconsin.
You lucky guy, man. Are you MAGA now? You've been jamming on that for like hours.
Well, I'm not exactly MAGA yet, but, you know, I'm MAGA adjacent, perhaps. But what I found very, very interesting, the other guy, the Republican who wanted so desperately to be on the stage tonight, Ramaswamy, Vivek. Apparently, he's running an ad tonight on CNN urging viewers to turn this beep off. He is profanely...
Yes,
let's say this crap off, this guano off. Can't say it, you know, the old FCC and all that, but Ramaswamy is going to cast sour grapes upon the presidential debate he did not qualify for. He's expending his own meager resources, question mark. You know, I'm not sure if the people really ever fully funded this campaign, Dom, but apparently he's spending money to talk, let's just say, crap about CNN and the process because he didn't get it.
Come on. Really, dude? I mean, he was one of the biggest D-bags on the stage from any cut I have ever heard of Ramaswamy. And now because he doesn't make the stage, he's going to, what, criticize CNN and those that did? I mean, certainly Trump's not on the stage. Geisler, is he still in the race? Is he now, like, supporting Trump? I'm not clear what his point is. Yeah, I'm all down for CNN. I want to be on the base stage. You didn't make the criteria. CNN sucks. I mean, come on.
Dominic, the Real Clear Politics average of polls show Ramaswamy averaging 4.2% nationally and 7.5% here in beautiful Iowa, reaching 10% support in one recent poll by Morning Consult. Fellow GOP rival Chris Christie also did not qualify for Wednesday's debate. And Christie's doing the right thing, Dom. He's about to go on the CNN from a town hall in New Hampshire and quit the sport.
One of the NBC reporting that a Christie fundraiser was very saddened. She wanted him to stay in, but she said that he did not have discussions with Nikki Haley about him dropping out. Certainly, Nikki Haley will benefit the most by Chris Christie getting out of the way. I think there's been some pressure on him to do so over the last couple of weeks.
And Dominic, this debate that I'm at, the CNN debate on Wednesday, that's today, it will likely be overshadowed by the Trump Town Hall aired on the Foxy News at 8 o'clock Central Time. And the Town Hall will be moderated by Foxy News's Brett Baer. I thought it was Fred Baer and Martha McCallum. So, Dom, we've got the final countdown, the race to finish second in Iowa here. I've traveled, risk life and limb to drive to Des Moines, Iowa, Drake University. Why? I'm not exactly clear at this moment, but I'm pretty sure it involves the Des Moines Marriott Downtown Hotel Bar and the loose lips I anticipate enticing with a few purchases. I'm just going to play third base, drop the credit card. Yeah, I've already invited a few people to join me. I've said the Marriott is where it's at because that's where Crudy's going to be. That's where the Devil's Advocates always party when we do Des Moines. It is the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. It's kicked off here. Come back with us. I'll tell you what I heard on the radio in Iowa.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on. Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the Lions 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the great news is I get to get on those same highways and drive back tomorrow on a hangover. Very much looking forward to a return trip from Des Moines, Iowa. I am here.
Maybe we'll have cleared the roads by then, Mike.
Maybe. Maybe it was 1 o'clock or later when I rolled into Des Moines, man. It wasn't like the interstate. There were still cars in the ditch just outside of Des Moines, man. You got to think major metropolitan. They plow these roads first, question mark.
Major metropolitan, question mark.
Well, for Iowa. For Iowa, it doesn't get more major than Des Moines, them. So I am here for the CNN Republican presidential debate, the alternative to Donald Trump. Trump also in town, my understanding, he's going to do a Fox News event. I, Dom, plan on doing this fine radio program, then catching a little bit of the Badger game, maybe eating a fine little dinner, flipping back and forth between the presidential debate and the Fox News thing, and then the dilemma of my lifetime, whether or not to utilize the green means go, spin room, press pass, and see if I can make Ron DeSantis cry one last time before he drops out.
Crudy, real quick, Des Moines, Iowa has over 200,000 people, according to the 2020 census, ranked 81st in terms of population with 709,000 residents in the 6-county metropolitan area.
So it's a little bigger than Madison, Dean County. A little bit bigger. And that's where I live, and that's kind of a big deal. Dom, let me tell you a little bit about what I heard on the radio this morning. Started with 92.7. As I mentioned, I listened to Stephanie Miller just for a bit. She's got the COVID. You know, get well soon, ooh, Stephanie. And then I got into some Iowa radio listenership. Started right away with Dubuque. And Ron DeSantis, he was running ads in Dubuque, Dom, 16:30 a.m. I was listening. And Ron's promising he's going to give Iowa first dibs on the location of the next USDA office. Like, vote for me and you get first dibs.
I'll set you free.
I'm like, are we drawing up on the playground here? Are we playing dodgeball, Ron?
Is that a bribe? I'm not clear what's happening here.
So I didn't quite understand how that was going to win and be persuasive to the Iowa, you know, caucus goers, because they got to show up and they got to go stand in the corner. It takes time. It's a lot more complex, let's just say, than simply voting in a primary.
Yes, and much more effort, much more involvement. I mean, yeah, it's a true dedication versus just checking a box on a ballot.
And then I slid into the Cedar Rapids market, 600 WMT, paid for by Donald Trump. Heard some Trump ads. Very anti-immigrant. They have spent over $5 million in the state of Iowa to put out an anti-immigrant message. That's, you know, border. We hate immigrants. It's a big part of it. I mean,
if Iowa has anything like Wisconsin, where you have a big chunk of our farm labor, our undocumented workers, literally from outside of this country, presumably employed by many Trump supporters.
And Dominic, looks like Chris Christie is soon to drop out of the presidential race. He's in New Hampshire. They're turning up the volume here in the file room because all the journalists are just enthralled with that news? Question mark. But Dama slid on through the Cedar Rapids, and unexpectedly, guess who I hear?
Who?
Matt Kittle.
MD Kittle?
MD Kittle doing fill-in for Pete Angelo in Cedar Rapids, and that apparently a Heartless Radio product. That must be the connection. They must cast Matt's voice into Iowa as well. And then I listened to KOEL 950. It's a Fox News affiliate. And when the host, the midday host, came on, it was Dan Bongino. Dom.
Oh, that guy's still around. Great.
Still around. He's killing him. Dom, here's what he said today. He said, "You stupid a-holes on the left." And his greatest, I mean, he was ranting. He was fired up. He was popping veins. But the thing that had him so angered, Biden showing up on Congressional Hill. The Hill today.
Oh, no!
That had Bongino mad as hell. You know, this whole corrupt family, Biden's. He's blown his mind. Nearly blew a gasket.
So what, these committees on the Hill are debating whether or not to hold Hunter Biden, in contempt of Congress, much like, you know, Jim Jordan, it never responded to his subpoena. And the guy shows up to the public hearing and the Republicans lose their freaking mind. So it wasn't just Bongino. It was also Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Mace Lady, a lot of the mega Republicans very, very upset that Hunter Biden would possibly show his face when they're trying to cast judgment upon him.
Well, Dom, I'm hoping we can speak more about that in the happy hour after 5. All the journalists here, they're enthralled with the Chris Christie, I'm out. He's apparently withdrawing from the presidential race at this hour, Dom. That's going to put so much more importance on this alternative to Trump GOP debate here at Drake University in Des Moines. That's why I'm here, Dom, because I sensed it could be Christie's day to quit in a whole different state on the other side of the nation. That put me at the center of the relevance here when I try to make Ron DeSantis cry in the spin room.
I love your nose for news, man.
Dom, then I slid on to the 10:40 a.m., and they said, the roads in Iowa got no bottom. And I didn't know what that meant. The roads in Iowa got no bottom. But apparently they got gravel roads here in Iowa. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe some of the interstates are gravel. But apparently the it hasn't been cold enough to hard freeze, so the slush and the whatever on the gravel roads, it's just a soupy quagmire. So I'm glad I was on the interstate. Because if I'm seeing all these cars on the road off the interstate, what are the back roads like with 15 inches of road in Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
How many cars did you see in the ditch today on your travels?
I would say realistically, well over 100. And I have never seen so many vehicles. And there would be clumps, you know, 6 semis just sideways.
All at one time, yeah.
Jackknife.
Yeah.
There was one I was talking to. I forget who I was talking to, but I'm like, oh, man. There is a semi, you know, the cab pointed straight up in the air. Sitting on the side of the road. There were some. And I did hear local reports that said there were no deaths overnight on the roads of Iowa. But there were over 200 reports of accidents with property damage. And there were over 30 hospitalized last night in Iowa. I have never seen roads like this. But apparently roads with no bottom, that just means you got slick mud roads, Dom. And then I tuned in to 1540 a.m., Lloyd Austin. Should allow Republicans to win the presidential nomination easy, Don. Because we didn't get full disclosure about his cancer procedure.
After his infection after the cancer
surgery. How can you trust him now? Well, these were on the Glenn Beck fill-in on the 1540 a.m. And then I flipped over to 940 a.m., Dom, and I heard an ad for Bob Vanderplaat, and he was endorsing Ron DeSantis. And I realized I had moved beyond the right wing, the righty-whitey talk radio, and they were even running political ads on the Christian talk stations.
Of course they were.
Come on back, Crudy, live on the road again, Drake University, Devils do Des Moines. The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, it's kicked off. Thank you, Chad's Design Build.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5. The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A winter storm is sweeping much of the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard on how bad New York is getting hit.
Some areas in western New York and upstate New York will see over a foot of additional snow, in some spots even 2 feet.
The winter weather's also affecting Iowa, where GOP voters are set to caucus tomorrow. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is there and was asked on CNN about the incident involving three migrants drowning at the border after Texas authorities denied federal agents from trying to save them.
I'd like to see the federal government do more to help Texas to stop the influx. And I think that that would be better for everybody. And honestly, it would be safer for a lot of the people that are coming because they're going through things in Mexico with the cartels that are not good, and some of these people are being treated very poorly.
Dire situation in Gaza as the war has been raging on for 100 days now.
Gaza is no longer alive.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Packers Keyshawn Nixon named to the All-Pro team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon is in his second year of returning kickoffs and once again has been named to the AP's All-Pro first team. Matt LaFleur.
What an honor for everybody, because he can't do that alone. There's a lot of guys that are, you know, blocking for him, doing what they do, and so it's a credit to that whole unit, and certainly he's an incredible talent.
Keyshawn Nixon asked, what does it mean to be named the best kickoff returner in the league for a second consecutive year?
I think it's big for me and my accomplishment, but it's kudos to everybody. It always starts with the return unit, but for me, my accomplishments, they tell me some stat like the only people to ever go back-to-back was like Devin Hester and Cordell Patterson, so that's a hell of a group to be with.
The Packers take on the Cowboys in Dallas in the wild card playoffs Sunday. Has he ever returned one at AT&T Stadium?
I've never played in Dallas. It's going to be brand new for me.
That's the Packers kick returner, Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Wind chill advisories continue. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 8 below and wind chills at 20 to 25 below. Highs around zero for Monday with wind chills still 25 below zero. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy and cold with a high of 4 above. Currently, 1 above.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road again, Devils do Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines, I know how it's pronounced. Dom, I am here at Drake University, the site of the Republican presidential primary debate. That's happening a little bit later this evening. Currently, Chris Christie speaking on the CNN, you know, breaking news. I know it's important. I saw Wolf Blitzer there for just a moment, Dom.
There you know.
And Christie has said a few things. He's a proud truth teller, even though he's walking away and losing this race, of course. He talks about the ambition and cowardice of his party supporting Donald Trump. And he said, I'd rather lose and tell the truth. Well, you're certainly doing that, Chris.
Doing both.
Lost, telling the truth. You know, it is still a popularity contest, sir. And if you're not popular enough, telling the truth does not set you free. It makes you a loser, sir.
Also has declined to endorse any candidate on his way out.
A little bit more. The soul of the party, the soul of the country, Chris Christie claims they're fighting for. And he's not worried about titles, unlike other campaigns. He claims he's not in this for self-interest. He's got plenty of titles. And then he ran through a few of them. Former U.S. attorney, governor, father, husband, brother, son. And I'm thinking, add to that, loser, you're getting pretty good at these concession speeches, Christie.
Breaking on the drudgereport.com, a link to Mediaite. Before his town hall event in New Hampshire, where he was expected to withdraw from the Republican 2024 primary race, Chris Christie was caught on a hot mic trashing his opponents, and particularly former Ambassador Nikki Haley, who many thought he might endorse at the event. In the live stream on YouTube, which has since been taken down, the wait screen was still showing when a microphone suddenly turned on as Christie was mid-sentence, and he proceeded to say, Haley, it's going to get smoked. Quote, I mean, look, she spent $68 million so far just on TV. But $68 million so far, $59 million by DeSantis. We spent 12. I mean, who's punching above their weight, and who's getting a return on their investment, you know? She's going to get smoked. And you and I both know it. She's not up to this, he said. No endorsements. And right before, you know, announcing his suspension of his campaign, trashing on Nikki Haley and a little bit on DeSantis as well. But, you know, they're rivals, I guess. But there you go.
Well, that's
not. Assume the mics are always on, Crudy. That's the rule I have learned to live by. Assume the mics are always on.
You don't live by that. You say stuff all the time.
I just don't care, man. I just assume that perhaps what I say could go out, but I know mics could always be on.
The mics literally could always be on, folks. We are doing a live show on location, the file room, second floor, across from the spin room at Drake University, Dom. And due to the location and the fact that Chris Christie's dropping out of the race in real time, I feel like I buried the lead, because the real lead today, Robin Voss is going to face a recall in Racine County, Dom. And it's not even us. It's not even the left doing it to this guy. You got some of this coverage, fella?
I certainly do. Molly Beck reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Racine County man plans to gather thousands of signatures to trigger an election to recall the most powerful Republican in the state legislature over his opposition to Donald Trump and unwillingness to impeach the state's top election official over the 2020 election. Matthew Snorick of Burlington on Wednesday filed paperwork with the Wisconsin Elections Commission notifying the agency of his intent to circulate a recall petition against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester. Voss has been Speaker for 10 years and has represented the 63rd AD since 2005, is the most effective Republican in the GOP-controlled state legislature, but has faced fierce criticism from members of his own party in recent years over his rejection of calls to decertify the 2020 election, which has been impossible as long as supporters of Trump have called for the idea. The move to try to recall Voss comes 2 months after a Racine County-based group focused on the 2020 election ran television ads threatening to unseat Voss if he did not advance articles of impeachment against Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, an effort Voss has blocked. Snorek told the commission he was launching the a recall effort of Voss in part because of Voss's past statements promising to work to keep Trump from becoming the GOP presidential nominee in 2024. Trump has targeted Voss since 2020 after the Assembly Speaker repeatedly refused to entertain the illegal idea of undoing the results of Trump's loss in 2020 in Wisconsin to President Joe Biden. Voss made a statement, said a waste of time and resources and effort. The effort today is no surprise since the people involved cannot seem to get over any election in which their preferred candidate doesn't win. Ouch. In his notice to the commission, Snorek wrote, quote, Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin. Voss misled the Wisconsin Assembly in the impeachment of Megan Wolf. Voss said he will try as hard as I can to make sure Donald Trump is not the nominee in 2024. Voss supported the unlawful drop boxes. Wisconsin must move, quote unquote, forward without Robin Voss in power. Finally, Voss said, while the backers of this recall effort want to focus on the past, I'm going to keep my eyes focused on the future. We have elections to win in the fall. I am confident that my friends, neighbors, and supporters from Racine County will stand with me and ensure this effort fails to gain any real traction. Snorek did not immediately respond to an email seeking comment.
It wasn't us, Tom, but I like this action.
To trigger a recall election, Snorek must gather 25% of the total number of votes for governor 2020 Voss's district, or about 7,000 signatures over the next 2 months.
Very achievable, sir. I'd go for it.
Go for it, man. Good luck, Mr. Snorek. They're eating their own, man. I mean, this is just a microcosm, of course, what's going on with the Republican, or what's left of the Republican Party, is the mega part of the party starts to, you know, circle a firing squad of the traditional, quote-unquote, or who's left of the traditional GOP versus the mega. And that is what's coming here to Milwaukee this summer. Boy, I can't wait.
You know, I am literally sitting in a file room at a presidential-level debate, at least a primary debate, and all the media assembled here watching the Chris Christie exit interview, you know, his little town hall in New Hampshire as he's walking away from this race. And sort of to your theme, Dom, he's quitting with a lot of sour grapes and animus towards not Joe Biden per se, but his own party.
Yeah.
The condition of the nation, those that would, you know, support Donald Trump. He is literally leaving the race by trashing the front runner. I mean, this is the state of this party. And, you know, talk about Robin Voss, the longest serving assembly speaker in the state of Wisconsin's history. Damn, he almost lost a recall, or pardon me, a primary to Adam Steen. And this guy's got a little name going on down in Racine County. He did the whole catapult toss Voss thing. Very clever, I thought. I mean, I think Robin Voss, if this effort is successful, if they can gather the 7,000 signatures, I'd like to see someone push this effort over the finish line, Dom. Could you imagine the Speaker of the Assembly losing in a recalled by his own party for failure to decertify the outcome of the 2020 election, which knew better?
For not engaging in illegal acts to do something that cannot be done for reasons that are fraudulent and fake and false. Certainly.
And of course,
I mean, it was during COVID, you know, and people made changes given the circumstances. I remember when Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, stood up in full PPE gear because they wouldn't delay.
It's only safe to vote out here.
Come on, man. What do we have in Milwaukee? Like two voting spots? I mean, it was just the whole thing during COVID was just a crap show. And the Republicans believe for some reason that was not to the benefit of their guy, that because those ancillary changes that the different election commissions made to try to compensate for the fact that there was a worldwide pandemic going on, somehow, some way, you know, made Robin Voss win his election, made Fitzgerald and Wisconsin Republican congressional members win their elections. But somehow, some way, it was fraudulent when Joe Biden won the election. I would also reiterate, we have some Ron Johnson sound today. He was also on recorded laying out the math, man. If the 50,000 people that didn't vote that voted down ticket of Republicans, four Republicans, would have voted for Donald Trump. He would have been the president. There's a reason why Donald Trump did not win the election, because he did not get as many votes as Joe Biden.
You know what I find very ironic, Dom, and somehow I'm savoring the notion that if it weren't for Robin Voss hiring Michael Gableman, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, to lead the special counselor's office, you know, give them the subpoena power, that the power that drove him further nuts, Dom.
Right.
This notion that this is somehow an achievable goal, you can decertify an election, you can overturn the will of the people, you can, you know, just say it's rigged and do a do-over, Dom. Weren't it for Robin Voss's own actions, there wouldn't be the appetite for this. Had he not given them a leader in Gableman that said, you know, we should strongly consider decertifying the election of 2020 in the great state of Wisconsin. He's a former Supreme Court justice.
About this at the time. There's no satiating the MAGA. You know, there's no dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight, man. You can't play ball with it, because as soon as you do one thing, something, anything that they decide, the MAGA says, well, you're too woke, or, you know, you didn't illegally overturn the election, they're going to turn on you. That's what they do. There's no loyalty. There's no principle. There's nothing there. It's all about them trying to overturn the election, make sure their guy wins. That's all it's about. So it was doomed from the start. And when you have the MAGAs in your midst, you're going to divide and conquer the Republican Party. And it looks like the MAGAs are winning, man, which might be great for Donald Trump, but in the primary, but not so great in a general election.
What about a recall special election of the Speaker of the Assembly? I say we go for it. I think this is a great idea. I love this plan.
Let's play it.
844-967-2789. Love it when you join the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crudy on the road. Dom didn't come with this time. You know, I'm going to get a little hammer drunk tonight at the downtown Marriott Hotel Bar in Des Moines and won't have you there to snore me to sleep tonight, then.
That's right. Let's get some callers. 844-967-2789. Before the break, we see you hold there, folks. We'll start with Wisco Paul. Hey, Paulie, welcome. What do you got today?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, hi, Devils. Well, too bad for you, Crudy. I don't think you can get Nuglar's beer down here anywhere. So
I should have brought some.
I did stop and get a travel bottle of Captain Morgan. Because, you know, the bar might close at some point tonight, Paulie.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of Spotted Cow anyway. Well, I don't feel sorry for Voss. He threw $1 million away on Gableman, and Gableman turns around and hates the man now, and he'll probably campaign against him down there. So that's kind of funny. But the thing I call about, in my mind, Chris Christie is probably the best candidate they had. And now you say he's going to drop out of the race, Crudy?
He's already done so. He's currently giving his withdrawal speech as we speak, Paulie.
The MAGAs are, I don't know. I never seen nothing like this. I hope I never see anything like this again when he's gone. I don't know when he's going to be gone, but hopefully after. You know, he's never going to leave, is he? Trump is never going to leave, even if he loses in November. Well, am I correct there?
It's like the smell of fish in the carpet after you cook, Paulie. You're never going to get rid of that stink.
I would agree. And, of course, no matter what happens, Donald Trump will not accept a loss. He didn't last time, and he lost the popular vote the first time. Didn't accept that either. So no matter what happens, Donald Trump will still be around. He might be, you know, in prison somewhere, but certainly the effect, the impact that man has had on our politics is going to be around for a long, long time.
He's not in prison. He's in Des Moines, Iowa, just like Crudy is. Just like Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, apparently Chris Christie stand behind in New Hampshire with his now failed presidential campaign. Chris Christie's out. Your phone calls, they could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever. Well, you can take us with you on the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store. Get the Civic Media app. You can take the Devils. You can click on the buttons, call, and text. Do it. You should do it. Take us with you.
Tom, I'm reading a few of the texts right now. Here's one. I wish Dom would have made the trip with you. It would have been like the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Hilarious. Glad you're safe. So far, so good, but I haven't survived the night at the Marriott Hotel downtown Des Moines bar yet. You know, yeah. Ron DeSantis or one of his staffers might try to beat my ass later, Dom, because I'm going to make him cry. Dom, also, Jeff from Sherwood says, hilarious with an H-I-G-H. You know, yeah. Hilarious. Iowa against immigrants. I did work at a meat processing plant. While I didn't ask for papers, there was a ton of Spanish being spoken by hardworking humans doing work that white princes in Iowa wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's a few immigrants. In fact, there's an article at the Washington Post today, Jeff. Immigrants in Iowa, a little, let's just say, fearful of the tone of this campaign. The Iowa caucuses next Monday. Dom, you're coming with for that, right? Have no fear. Dom's going to Dubuque.
Dubuque, right? Man. I'll make it to Dubuque. That's on the river, man. I can do that.
Beautiful Dubuque. The roads were good until Dubuque, Dom. But Iowa. Iowa. It's not heaven, but it is Iowa. Flat and snowy and lots of cars in the ditch right now. 844-967-2789.
Let's get to them. Tom from Madison, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Excellent.
Awesome.
Awesome. Great stuff. You know, Crudy, we had a bet a few months ago that Trump would not make it to Iowa. So did you win or did I win?
Well, I always said Trump was going to win the nomination. Are you talking about Chris Christie would make it to Iowa? That was Dom's guy. That was very
what?
Had a Chris Christie affinity. Sort of likes his guys bigger, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Tom, I'm a little sad, man. I mean, he's not getting any traction, and apparently he's ripping on his competitors on a hot mic right before he announced. But at least, if anything else, what Chris Christie was doing was speaking the truth about Donald Trump and the state of the Republican Party right now, Tom. And I think that's going to be missed going forward.
Oh, that's for sure. He's the only little dim light in the entire forest there, for sure.
But, and it's been extinguished.
We have a drink riding on this, I think, whether Trump will make it through the caucus. So I just assumed he would either be in jail or he would show up to Iowa. So this is kind of a murky region.
No, Trump is in Iowa. Trump's in Iowa tonight. He was in Newton, Iowa on Saturday. They just wouldn't let me in. And Trump's doing a town hall, a anti-CNN event on the Foxy News a little bit later tonight, Tom. And I feel quite confident based on the ads I heard driving across the state of Iowa today. Trump's in it to win it. I mean, hell, man, he's favored by like 30 here.
Thank you for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Let's keep going on the lines. 844-967-2789. Cindy from my former town of Appleton, Wisconsin. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got?
Hello, Cindy.
Well, I'm just wondering. I have not heard any inclinings of who is going to be running with the crazy man as his vice presidential candidate.
Have
you heard anything?
Yes. I've heard several wannabes. There are the lunatic French that want to be his co-pilot. There are the Marjorie Taylor Greens. There are the, Carrie Lake in Arizona. She's been quite, Trump supportive. But here's one you may not have heard yet. I strongly suspect, because I think Trump feels like he needs a female on the ballot. You might think Nikki Haley, right? Because she's going to finish close to second probably to Trump. No. I think it's going to be Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota. And she's very pretty. And I think Trump just likes to be around pretty women. Look at his lawyer. Look at his model wife, his model ex-wife, and the porn stars he apparently, has affairs with.
I would throw in there Cindy.
He likes a pretty face, Cindy.
Elise Stefanik was out there recently referring to the J6. Convictions as hostages. Also,
have you seen her face?
Cindy, you got any thoughts? What do you think?
I really don't know. All I know is it's probably going to be some crazy person, and I don't know if it's going to make things better for him or worse.
Great point, Cindy. Thank you for the call. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
And isn't the price of Gableman, isn't it well over $3 million at this point now?
It could be, yeah.
What's a couple million between friends, Mark?
Well, last year in March it was $2.5 million, but it's just it's just crazy that maybe it'll bring down Robin Voss. I mean, and why are they doing recall? Why didn't he just? Because the election is this year anyway. I mean, it's 2024. I just wondered. They're just self-destruct, and I wonder how bad COVID is going to be for these people that probably don't believe in vaccines. They don't believe in masking, and they're going to be going to Trump super spreader events. And how many will get taken out before the election even happens this year?
Well, I mean, they need 7,000 signatures, Mark, in the next 2 months. So, that we'll see. And that's to trigger it, right? And then, but good point. He's going to be up for election anyway. Bill from Oconomowoc, you're next. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Crudy, I really envy you being out in Iowa. And I got to ask you two questions. One, I'm stealing this from John Stewart. But number one, and I'll hang up after the second question. Number one, how do you like being in the belly of the beast? Number two, how much fun do you have playing those people like a fiddle? I'll hang up, and I want to hear your
Well, I'd like to think I am a hell of a fiddler, Bill. At least, at the hotel bar at the Marriott, I'm in my element then. I just put down a credit card, and then I say, I'm buying a drink for all my friends, whether that's Newt Gingrich or Alex the rando cameraman I met today outside at Drake University, or hell, Tom, even Ron DeSantis. I'd buy him one.
Have you seen, it's mega country, right? Belly of the beast, as Bill mentioned. What's the signage look like out there?
I would have no idea. Whatever sign, you can't even read the road signs in Iowa right now, man. You cannot read the exit signs. You must follow the GPS directions. It ain't red hot. It's cold as hell. Iowa. Snowbageddon, the Hangover Edition. I'm here, you're there, I'll be back for a happier happy hour with you.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15
with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.